Why is it such a secret anyway?
What?
You said you can't open it.
Because I need to get your reaction as soon as you see what it is.
Right, okay.
Yeah? You alright?
I'm good, yeah. Are you good?
Yeah. Did you drink anything today?
I think a couple of pints.
You feel a bit merry?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you, maybe a continuation of last night?
Yeah, last night was good, wasn't it?
Good. Mm. You still feeling good from that?
Yes.
Mm. Maybe we should keep that to ourselves, do you think?
Let's not tell the world.
I've actually forgot. What do we do with this this podcast? What do we do? It's been so long.
It's been very long. I'm sorry. Mm. We pick favourite or famous pieces of literature.
Mm. Or any lyrics or something.
Or any writing.
Poetry. Yeah.
Poetry.
Even we've done the past, we've done...
We did a Trump debate.
We did a Trump debate and someone's description of Trump.
That's right.
And then we also did a news report of England-Slovakia match. Oh, yeah, Jamie's air fryer meals.
Yeah, so we do a mix and match, don't we?
We do. But it's basically writing, isn't it?
Yes. Well, today, it is sort of literature.
Sort of, I guess
you can say it is, but some people disagree.
Okay.
And it's from a TV show we have been talking about a lot.
Oh, I think I might be able to guess what that is. Would it be Severance by any chance?
It is Severance.
To say we've been talking about it a lot would be the understatement of the year.
I think it's all we have talked about. Well, you have talked about.
I know, because the thing is, what we watched the first season and then waited, God knows how long, was it 3 years for the next one?
Yes.
We devoured the series two, and I must admit, I've disappeared into a number of rabbit holes with various theories about the show.
You have, yeah. Mm. And I think every conversation we have, there's at least a 30-minute...
What about Dylan? What about Gretchen? What about Gemma? Are they all Lumen?
Is there Heli in it or outie? I think it's the outie. So, yeah.
We should say, though, shouldn't we, that for any Severance fans out there,
right?
We kind of both wanted it to be continue to be sinister rather than silly, really.
That's right. And then we got disappointed a couple of times.
A little bit thinking, is this series a bit on the silly side rather than sinister?
Yeah, and I think we were so...
So up for it.
We were so up for it, and we were so intrigued and excited at the end of the season one. We thought season two is going to be explosive and even better.
Yeah, we just want the writers not... We want the writers to take care of it.
Yeah.
And not make it up as they go along.
Yes, and we don't want a second Lost.
Lost. We do not want it to become
series.
Lost.
That's right.
So am I able to open my phone now then?
You can open it now.
Right.
And I want you to read the title, please.
Talk into the microphone.
Talk, yeah. Okay. Get in there.
Oh, shall I read the title?
Yes.
Okay, it's The You Are.
Click on it, please.
Which is Rickon's book, isn't it? The You Are. Just downloading. The You Are. The You Are. A spiritual biography of you. Exclusive excerpt. Dr. Rickon Laszlo Hale, PhD. Oh my God, that is so good.
So you are going to read.
Hold on. It says that from the author. Hold on. From the author of My Own Petard and Life of an American Gadfly. The You Are. It's just so good.
Right. So you're going to jump introductions.
Right.
And you're going to go to...
Oh my God, see the whole... It's not the whole book, is it?
You're going to go to that, the introduction.
Introduction, the book A Book Begins. Yeah. I'm going to read that. Okay.
It ends there.
Okay, it's 2-3 pages.
Yeah. Right. The You Are. Read it to me.
Introduction. A Book Begins. It's said, as a child, Wolfgang Mozart killed another boy by slamming his head in a piano. Don't worry, my research for this book has proven the claim untrue. As your heart rate settles, though, consider the power an author, which we'll refer to as me, can hold over a reader heretofore called you. But what indeed is you? How can you mean different things to millions of readers around a vast earth? And perhaps most importantly, who are you? I'm not asking out of mere politeness, For you, my friend, are no mere consumer of this book, sucking down nouns and adverbs like a plump babe to the teat. In fact, your relationship to this work is far more intimate and profound. You are its subject. The gentle snow of dandruff... The gentle snow of dandruff I sense dusting the pages informs me that you're scratching your head. Hold the phone, you scoff aloud. Me? I'm the subject of Dr. Ricken's new book. Yeah, right. In my dreams, maybe. You stand and go to the vanity, examining your humble visage in the mirror. Could it really be? Could you be the focus of a work of literature read by millions of readers around a vast earth? Are you interesting enough, cool enough, clever enough, sexy enough, wealthy enough, elegant enough? Are you, well, enough? Consider, yes. But here I am crooning your praises when you're not yet when we've not yet properly met. I, as you likely know, am Dr. Ricken Laszlo Hale, PhD. I am an author. They love the whole PhD at the end, don't they? I am an author, reductive as the term may be, a healer, an archer, a writer, a gadfly, a reformed nomad, a husband, and at the time of writing, a terrified soon-to-be father. I am the youngest son of renowned performance artists Bob and Grace Hale, known collectively... as Hump Dumpster. Though I have sought for decades to distinguish myself from their intellectual shadow, I am a friend to birds, the earth, the arts, the elderly, the destitute, and the upset. You are somewhat trickier to define. After all, you're one of potentially billions of humans who... billions of humans who purchased this tome. Who may be reading this exact sentence at this exact moment. So, which of these innumerable readers are you? The answer, like the gentle and malign tyrannosaur, can only be found by gazing into the past. Recall for a moment when you first picked up this book. How did you feel as your eager eyes fell to the page, only to be accosted by the gruesome, paradigm-shattering, and again untrue fact about beloved songwriter Wolfgang Mozart? Statistically, your reaction almost certainly fell into one of five categories, and figuring out which one is deeply instructive is determining your you. First, perhaps you simply stop reading. Fearing the sting of revelation, you hurled the book into the waste bin and fled outside to bury your head in the sand like a duck. These are the actions of the coward. If you fall into this category, congratulations, you are no longer reading this book, and my ideas cannot hurt you. If you are a housemaid or butler who has fished this book from amidst your employer's rubbish, please know that you work for a milk-livered swoon to whom you owe no continued fealty. Trust me, my fellow servant, you're better off a beggar. Others among you may have met the news with fury. To hell with Mozart, you bellowed. I'll buy even a bigger piano and do the same to him. In your rage, you fail to realise Mozart has been dead for centuries. You are the warrior. Impulsive and volatile, you have come to this book seeking respite from your own fire. By contrast, perhaps your instinct was to defend the young maestro. He was a sensitive child, you cooed, and I bet the other boy teased him for his name. These sentiments mark you as the dove. Peaceful to a fault, you prioritise amity over justice and vehemently avoid tumult. Of course, you are likely not a literal dove, though studies do suggest that birds can read and understand up to 500 words. Fourth, God, this is tough, isn't it? Fourth, if you quickly went to work committing your feelings to the matter, to this page, then you may be the scribe. The rarest of person who cannot help but weave your thoughts into splendid prose for which society rewards you with acclaim. You may have already won several prestigious awards and are likely considered charismatic and dashing by your peers. Finally, it's possible you've never heard of Mozart at all. Mayhaps? Is that a word? Mayhaps? Mayhaps you've spent this whole introduction in self-conscious dread, wondering how this cultural touchstone has eluded your knowledge. To this I say this. Nothing is wrong with you. You are not stupid, nor rube-like, nor corn-fed. You have come into this book an innocent, teeming with beauteous potential. You are the Vestal. And in your absence of knowledge, there is room for wisdom. You are, in fact, the you I most affectionately welcome to this journey. At this point, I urge you to write down your U-type on a scrap of paper and affix it to your vanity, as it will improve important over the course of this book. Be you the coward, the warrior, the dove, the scribe, or the Vestal, I welcome you upon this journey with equal affection. We've taken but the first step in discovering which unique and beautiful you are.
Oh my God, it's so good.
That is just...
What you are you?
Oh my God. I lost track of them, actually.
I think I'm a coward. I will have dropped the book, wouldn't you?
I think, well, it's hard to get... I mean, I couldn't read more than the introduction.
Oh, you are, because I have another chapter for you to read.
No.
You're going to read it to me.
It's just the title, the you are, is just hilarious.
It's hilarious. And in Severance, it's quite important. Piece of the drama, isn't it?
It is, because Mark takes it into the seventh floor, yeah. And it all becomes part of the story. And then in series two, Rick and his Astor write the we are, isn't it, for all the innies.
It has to change the narrative to fit within the Severance story.
You see, Mark discovers it as this amazing work that's been written. And of course, we see Rick in the first series as just, oh, he's just writing some ridiculous
self-help
nonsense.
Yeah, but it's interesting because in the Severance floor, they think is the Holy Grail.
The most amazing thing, isn't it?
Because they obviously don't know anything. Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. I absolutely love that character. And I love the idea that there's a book like that on the show.
Is that from a whole book they've written?
There's a book, and Apple just released a couple of chapters.
Oh, it's hilarious.
So I downloaded it for you to read.
Because we've talked about this. I think Rickon has a much bigger role to play.
I know, and I saw some websites saying the same.
Yeah, I still think he's connected to Lumen in some way.
Do you think? Mm-hmm. Well, season three's coming.
It's just that he's odd, and his relationship with Devon is odd. Mm. I just think there's something... And it's always the quietest characters, the ones you've overlooked, they're the ones that have a bigger role to play somewhere.
But we both agree, don't you? We don't want to be disappointed.
No,
it's going into series three now, and
I want to think, oh wow, oh my God, I didn't see that coming.
Wow, what a turn of events.
Yeah. I need that desperately. I don't want it to become they're just not. Well, maybe making up as I go along, but thinking all these fan theories, oh, that's an even better story. Let's include that instead. Let's write it that way. Or they're thinking, what should we do with this? And Ben Stiller doing a bit too much.
Mm, I know. And they become a bit of superstars, haven't they?
Yeah.
Celebrities going everywhere, popping up in London. Ben Stiller,
I know,
sort of in the middle of it. You just think,
Yeah, and just almost too much. I know it's beautifully shot, but worrying too much about how it looks.
About the aesthetics of it, that's right.
Storytelling.
Yes.
Mm. We had high hopes, and we continue to have high hopes.
I do.
And we are talking about it for a disproportionate amount of time.
Especially you.
You are indulging me there, which I'm very grateful for. Because I do love it, and I want to love it even more.
I know, it is good. Mm. Let's talk about White Lotus for a change, yeah? Because it's the other one we'd be binging.
We can't talk about this episode now, can we?
No, this one.
So did I do okay with that?
You did. Very nice, thank you. I think you're the coward as well.
The coward?
The coward.
Is it good to be a coward?
Yeah, you will look at it and drop it.
Yeah, but that means that I can't discover the you you are. That means you're not going to discover the you are.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Oh,
let's go to the Brazilian party.
Shall we do that?
Yeah.
See ya.
Ciao.